Minehead Baptist Church Sermon Podcast for Sunday, the 6th of November 2011. Hello and welcome, my name's James and I'm the web guy here at MBC. This week we joined with many churches around the world who are recognising the persecuted church. Because of the very sensitive nature of this subject, I'm afraid I can't put much on the sermon podcast this week, so all you'll hear is the audio of a short video made by Open Doors, who are a Christian organisation who work with persecuted Christians around the world. If you'd like to know more about Open Doors work, please go to their website, which is at opendoorsuk.org. I'll also embed the video, the proper video of this that you're just going to hear the audio of, over at minehead-baptist.com/sermons. So if you'd like to see as well as hear it, please head over there. So here we go with the audio from the Open Doors video.
Outside the church, there was music playing and the children started to dance. Someone asked why they were dancing. One young woman said, "The dancing is important because when they dance, they forget. They forget about their needs, they forget about their pain." World, and this is Africa. This is a country called Nigeria, and in Nigeria there is a town where there is playing and singing and dancing, where there are boys and girls. This is their town, this is their world, and one night the dancing stopped.
Gunshot around the police station site. So our father now ran out.
The night when they come, they will start killing people. And when you do not run, they will come and start to kill. And the night they will come and start shooting. If they catch you, they will kill you.
So another one, his name is Gaba. The bullet hit him in the stomach. He then died and he fell on the ground. Blood was shedding everywhere, all over his body. I feel so sad because he was my close friend. Before that night, we played football with him in the football field. We played, we ran from place to place. So when I had that, I couldn't calm myself to go and greet his parents because if I go there, I will cry. So, and I don't want to, you know, if I start crying, his mother will cry too. So, and my parents told me not to go. If I see her somewhere, I greet her and his parents. That's what happened. He was a young boy like me. Why killing him? Why did they kill him? Why?
In Nigeria, thousands of Christians have been the victims of persecution. Hundreds have been killed. Villages have been attacked. Churches have been burned. Christian communities which have been there for decades have vanished.
I'm afraid because I don't want them to kill me.
These are the children, the secret children. The children who stop dancing. The children who always lose out. Some lose their parents, their relatives, their friends. Some lose the security of a family home. Some lose their chances of a good education. Some lose their lives. All of them lose their childhood. All around the world, Open Doors help persecuted Christians. In Nigeria, Open Doors provides food, clothes and shelter for victims of violence. We offer training programs and Bible-based resources to help the churches stand strong through persecution. And for the children, the secret children, we help them with school fees. And we provide care and counselling so that one day they will dance again. These are the children. This is their world. And this is what you can do about it.
Please pray for us.
Please pray for us. keep on praying so that God will strengthen us and build us, guide and protect us forever.
Please pray for the Secret Children once a day, 7 days a week, 7 weeks. From the International Day of Prayer for the Persecuted Church, 6th of November to Christmas Eve, the eve of the birth of the child who changed the world. Please give to the Secret Children. £7 a month will make a huge difference. £7 a month could help an orphan gain an education. £7 a month could help provide trauma counselling to a child with horror movies in their head. £7 a month could help provide a safe place for a child on the run. Help us to change their world. Hear me, Lord, and have mercy on me. Help me, O Lord. You have turned my mourning into joyful dancing. You have taken away my clothes of mourning and clothed me with joy that I might sing praises to you and not be silent. O Lord, my God, I will give you thanks forever.
Again, if you'd like to know more about the work of Open Doors, please go to their website, which is opendoorsuk.org. So thank you once again for listening. Please stay subscribed and I'll talk to you soon.